Welcome to Tea for Lunch, a weekly show powered by Arcade.
Each week, we'll serve you the top stories we're following in social media, entertainment, celebrity, and tech in 15 minutes or less. Let's do it. Okay, so you can catch the show live on Instagram on Thursdays at about 12 p.m. Mountain Time or on all podcast providers and YouTube on Fridays. We're your hosts this week, Alyssa and Benjamin.
Yes, Benjamin and Alyssa. Alyssa and Benjamin, you and me.
We did it. We made it.
We're here. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm feeling a lot of jealousy lately because we have all these people going on vacation, going to cool places.
That's true.
Morgan was in Europe. So was Drew. And they were in beautiful places, just posting beautiful
Berlin,
stories.
Berlin, Copenhagen. Yeah, not even fair.
It's not fair. I haven't gone anywhere this year.
Are you going to?
I will. Okay. I will. Yeah, I'm going back home to Panama in August. Oh, so
will it be so hot?
It will be so hot. Okay. It is always so hot. Sometimes it's hot and rainy. Sometimes it's hot and less rainy.
Okay.
But it's always hot. But yeah,
good.
I'm excited. You were somewhere too this year, no?
Yeah, I feel like I kicked it off. I was in Mexico. But now like seeing people in Europe and Berlin and Copenhagen and Paris, I'm like, oh. I mean, Mexico is great, but yeah. I need that cultural, like European culture getaway.
Do you speak another language, Alyssa?
I kind of. I was in French immersion. Oh, so okay.
If you needed to, you could.
I could.
Defend
yeah,
yourself.
I can understand more than I can speak it now, if that makes sense.
Good. So. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe you got to go somewhere where you can speak French.
I'll do it. Watch that Google flight alerts. Okay, let's jump in. So first up, it's time for The Sip, your weekly rundown of the top stories happening in social media. So let's start. I guess I'm just going to say the entire list.
Yeah,
okay, fire. Let's do it. Okay. Threads now has more daily active US users than X. A rising creator badge has been spotted on Facebook. Instagram is testing a new Pals sticker for stories. So it's, I guess, an animal that collects hearts over time and grows.
So cheesy.
Yeah. Okay. And YouTube has switched its video player back to the old design after people hated the new one. Mm. YouTube is also reportedly looking to stream NBA games. And finally, TikTok may soon be able to clone your voice with a new text-to-voice feature. Ooh.
Yeah, a little scary.
Yeah.
What do we think? Do we have any faves?
I feel like the streaming NBA games is really interesting just in terms of like just the hype right now. Even I mean, maybe they should also do WNBA, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, just that momentum is really cool.
I really like the channels, like the YouTubers who get like they're watching the game, but they're streaming themselves watching the game.
Yeah, reaction
and
videos.
Just, yeah, and it's like all live. I couldn't watch somebody react to a 2-hour game, but I find it super interesting how there's some super fans that go wild and just follow the entire games. I don't know. This is kind of all just interesting. I didn't expect that Threads would have more daily active US users than X. This
really?
Quick.
Are you on Threads?
I am on Threads. When it first launched, I was a fan. I was in it. I was posting. But now I'm just on the sidelines.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the same. Threads, I was really into it, or at least like on it all the time. Mm. But I am checking it out more and more now, and I feel like it's quite messy, but it's starting to feel a bit more like Twitter in the old days. So I'm interested to see what happens.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, we're going to jump into our first story now. Bumble is moving away from women making the first move on the app. The dating app has so far operated with women choosing to start conversations with prospective matches on the app. But the app announced this week that they are expanding their signature first move functionality with the launch of opening moves. It's a little bit different. Opening moves will give women the option to set a question on their profile that matches can respond to. According to the app, it creates a new way to engage with connections while keeping women in control. In non-binary or same-sex matches, either person can set or reply to the question.
Thoughts?
I just feel like so far away from the dating app world. So, but I mean, to me,
just don't feel bad about that.
Well, actually,
it's I think it's a flex, honestly.
I have a lot of, especially girlfriends that are in the like online dating. It does sound horrible. Mm-hmm. So I always love, I mean, I'm interested in an app that's trying to make it a better experience. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool, but I'm curious what you think. Do you think this actually makes it better? Do you think it changes anything?
Yeah, I've never been on Bumble. I have been on other dating apps. Not a lot, but enough to feel like this is not a big deal, to be honest.
Okay.
Because this like opening moves thing, which is like basically it's a prompt for mm-hmm. other people to respond to or reply to, this already exists on other apps. And I feel like this might even be like a risky move for Bumble, because the power that Bumble has always held is the first move functionality being given only to women.
Right.
And so I know it's not now being opened up to everybody else, but I think it's taking away from that like exclusivity that women had to make the first move. So I think that's kind of interesting. I think if I'm not mistaken, they're also requiring more photos on profiles.
Yeah.
And I think that's great, because we hate it when we can't tell if you're cute or if you're ugly. Like, we need the photo. We need to see what you look like. So I'm a fan of that.
But also, like, not everyone knows how to take a good photo. And sometimes it's just all a mess out there.
It's a game. You got to know how to play the game. It's like in-person courting and flirting and all that kind of stuff. It's a game. And if you're not good at it, you'll lose. So you got to just know how to play the game. Do you have any pickup lines? Did you?
What?
Are you like a
pickup lines?
Yeah. Like, are you like, I don't know. I feel like everybody has like their favorite pickup lines. Did you ever?
Definitely. No, my husband definitely didn't use a pickup line.
No.
No. We were set up through friends. So really, we're like a one in a million, I think. In that.
Okay.
We're
organic.
Very organic.
Very romantic, beautiful, not weird, not dating appy. We're also a flex, honestly.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad I'm out of the game, but
me too. I'm glad you're out of the game too.
Okay. Okay. Next up, LinkedIn is the latest company to get in on gaming. It's a game theme this week. Okay. So, starting yesterday, LinkedIn users on the mobile app or desktop can play one of three games: Pinpoint, Queens, and Cross Climb. So you're able to play each game once per day. And after your daily session, you'll get access to metrics, including your high score and daily streak, a leaderboard, and seeing how many people maybe in your network are also playing. You can find the games under the LinkedIn news section and My Network section on desktop, or in the My Network tab on mobile. So get out there and start playing. So about the games themselves. So Pinpoint is a word association game. Cross Climb combines trivia with clever wordplay. That one sounds fun. And Queens is like Sudoku, but without the numbers.
Oof.
So Ben, are you like going to jump on? Are you going to go play?
I mean, if it helps make LinkedIn less cringe, I will support the cause. which game do you think you'd be better at? Pinpoint, Cross Climb, or Queens?
Oh, that's a real. I think I'd love to play Cross Climb. I love trivia.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess depending on the trivia.
There's some topics of trivia that I'm like, I'm great. And then others that I'm like, please.
Yeah. Take I guess me if out. It was all pop culture trivia, sign me up. But
I think I would like Pinpoint.
Yeah, that one.
We'll see. The good thing is you're only allowed to play once per day, so you won't get addicted. Hopefully.
This one's cool though, because it keeps you. I think they're clearly trying to keep you on the app, trying to make a little bit more community, giving more things to talk about than just like what ladder or you've climbed or what new like role you've done, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But it's cool. It's very like New York Times with a lot of people like Wordle or those other games that people are playing a lot. And I see it a lot in my social media, people talking about those games. So I feel like they're trying to get people talking.
I agree. Like gamification is powerful. If you think about it, people were already playing games on LinkedIn without calling them games. Like people would make these posts and then it's like, they would have a question And then, I mean, polls, I think there's polls that exist on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
But then there was also, I think before the polls, people were saying, like, if you agree with the first option, react with a celebration, like, reaction. If you agree with the second comment, then give it a like. If you agree, you know, like, so, like, gamification is always going to be relevant, in my opinion. I don't think it's going away. And I think it's, I think this is good.
Yeah.
It can be good.
I mean, yeah, again, if we both agree, I think if this can make LinkedIn a little bit more fun, I think that's a great move.
Yes. More fun, less cringe. Okay. Our final, story here. The New York Times plans to make the majority of their articles available to users as narrations, read via an automated voice. The move will help position the Times as one of the biggest audio news companies globally. The company published 2,300 audio recordings, including podcasts, in 2023, with more than 600 Times reporters contributing. They also received nearly 1 million downloads on their podcasts last year, with The Daily being the most popular podcast on Spotify. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And their audio app reached over 1 million downloads last year.
Very cool.
What do you think?
I mean, I think, like, it sounds like the right move. There's so many things happening right now. Like, last week, I think Morgan and Neha were talking about AirChat and that being sort of more voice audio forward. So this also seems like the right move, and people are busy and they still want to consume articles, and especially with journalism having such a hard time getting into people's heads and making them read it. I think this will just help, you know, get their message out more, like articles into people's heads.
I agree. I wonder how the 600 Times reporters were selected. Like, voice,
who has the best voice?
Voice auditions.
Yeah,
I would feel so offended if I didn't get selected. This is awesome, though. I feel like it's gonna set them apart a lot from other publications that aren't using audio. They're just all text.
Well, and who knows, I feel like they'll be setting the tone, so this might just become the regular thing everyone needs to do moving forward.
Totally. And we know that other software was being implemented into, like, text-only platforms so that it could pull and then convert to audio, because people want audio. So
It's more accessible and all that too, which is really, really cool.
Okay.
Well,
now that we've wet your palate, go eat something more substantial.